Take your seat. There's the school bell, and we're going to begin class now in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And we are now studying the Ten Commandments, particularly those last six commandments, which are focused on our duties to man. The first four focused on our duties to God, and the last six focused on our duties to man. Now, the lesson text is Exodus chapter 12, verses 12 through 21. But before we do that, I want to read the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. And I'm using as a guide for this the Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of August the 29th, 1926. And he recommends that we read this devotional lesson from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, and that's what I'm going to read in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's read the devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to thee. Let not kindness and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Jehovah with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Jehovah, and depart from evil. What a beautiful passage of Scripture to be able to read like that and to meditate upon. Now let's turn to this Sunday school lesson. We have helps and hints for the teacher, and it begins under a heading called A New Covenant. And the quotation is from Hebrews 8 and verse 13. In that he saith, a new covenant, he hath made the first old. But that which is becoming old and waxeth aged is nigh unto vanishing away. And then we have this from Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by which will, the second, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Yet, all the commandments of this lesson have been incorporated into the new covenant under Christ and are binding. Now, the commandment, as we discussed on the seventh day, to keep the Saturday, the seventh day, holy, that was not brought over into the New Testament. But when the Bible says, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt not covet, those six moral principles are included in the New Testament. They're restated, not in those very words, but at least in principle, and most of them in specificity. And so they are part of the New Covenant, just like these were under the Old. It is a mistake to say, as some do, that the Ten Commandments are national, not churchly laws. God gave them to the Jewish nation, but Christ has embraced every one of them except the one to observe the Sabbath in the New Covenant, and therefore his laws governing his people and his church. Christians now observe the first day of the week by doing that day which God commands. As we have learned, The first four of the Ten Commandments pertain to duties to God, and the last six duties to man. Now let's look at the explanatory notes. Honor thy father and thy mother. That's Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee. My father loved his parents, and they were very godly good parents. I've heard him say that that was the easiest commandment he ever had to make, ever had to keep, was to honor his father and his mother. This command is repeated and emphasized in the New Testament or New Covenant. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. The promise attached to this commandment is that thy days may be long in the land which Jehovah thy God giveth thee. This is the first commandment that children are called upon to obey, and the first to that which the promise is attached. What is it to honor father and mother? It is to respect, love, and obey them. But it is more. We're commanded both to obey and to honor our parents. Jesus shows how the Pharisees and others, by disobedience to this command, had made void God's commandments by their traditions. Here's what it says in Matthew 15, 3 through 6. Why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that speaketh evil of father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, that wherein thou mightest have been profited by me is given to God, he shall not honor his father. And you have made void the word of God because of your tradition. In Mark 7 and verse 12 it says, ye no longer suffer him to do aught for his father and his mother. Jesus shows them that to speak evil of father or mother, or to curse them, is to dishonor them. Deuteronomy 27:16, cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. Jesus next shows that to honor father and mother is to look after their temporal comfort, welfare, and happiness, and to support them in affliction, decrepitude, and old age. The Pharisees taught that children were released from all obligations to help and support their parents if they should say that they had what was given to God. We also learn from this that we cannot serve God with our money or give it to Him except by using it as He directs. To withhold money or help and support due to parents and then to offer that money to God in some other way is dishonoring both God and parents. He who in the name of Christ opens his home to his father and mother or makes their home comfortable and gives his time and money in making their last days pleasant honors God with his time and money. He who tires of his parents and casts them off in old age or affliction cannot be a Christian. He should repent and show by proper treatment of his parents that he has repented. When Paul said, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3, he means to support and care for these widows. So to honor parents is to do the same when necessary. Therefore, Paul further says, but if any widow hath children or grandchildren, let them, that's these children, first learn to show piety toward their own family and to requite their parents. For this is acceptable in the sight of God, 1 Timothy 5 and verse 4. To show piety at home, then, is to serve parents and grandparents. God, both in this verse and in the New Testament, promises to bless children who obey him in honoring their parents. It will be well with them, and they will have the promise of a long life. It is well with them in many ways. It fits them for obedience to civil law and to the law of God. Disobedience at home leads to disobedience in our civil laws and to God. Disobedience at home starts children on the downward road to perdition. A gluttonous, drunkard, and rebellious son was to be stoned to death. And Paul says disobedience to parents is one sign of grievous times. Among the grievous sins and widespread evils of the present generation, disobedience to parents and disregard for them in every way are some of the greatest. Parents themselves, in a large measure, next school teachers in general, and almost all preachers, are responsible for this sad and woeful condition. If these sins are ever checked and the hearts of the young again are turned in the right direction, this great work will have to be emphasized with power in repeated sermons by every preacher in the land, taught their pupils by every teacher in every school and every place, and instilled daily in the hearts of their children by all parents and all homes in existence. A most lamentable truth is, homes are passing out, and parents, teachers, and preachers have failed to teach the will of God in regard to home building and home duties as well as other vital things of life. Until parents, teachers, and preachers become aroused to this most solemn work, nothing more can be expected from the majority of children but to go from bad to worse. It is farcical and pharisaical to claim to be preachers of the gospel and at the same time to neglect and avoid teaching parents their duties to their children and children their duties to parents, and all teachers of all schools their duties to all their pupils in regard to these and other duties of life. Without these duties, children are being taught and trained as intellectual animals to seek pleasure, to make money, to plunder, to engage in military strife, to shed blood, to make widows and orphans and devastate homes and countries. Now, when it says that thy days may be long upon the earth, you know, as long as the children of Israel, if they would honor their parents, as children obey their parents, and then as their parents age to make sure they have their needs, that would provide for a stable home, and it would pass that discipline from generation to generation to generation. When you are taking care of your aged parents, you're teaching your children how to take care of you. And that strong home tie across the generations provides for a stable society. And so the children of Israel, by honoring their fathers and their mothers, if that's the kind of culture they could create in the land of Israel, their days would be long in that land. It would last for generation after generation. And so also it is in every culture. A stable culture rests upon stable homes. And it is the neglect in our homes that causes so many of the social problems that we now face in this weary nation. We need some John the Baptist that will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the hearts of the fathers back to the children. Now the next commandment we'll begin to study. Thou shalt not kill. This law is only repeated in the New Testament, but Jesus says, I say unto you, everyone who's angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, and whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. We read in John 3:15, whoso hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life dwelling in him. Thou shalt not kill does not eliminate all killing, but all murder.